they're ours for a year, basically.
And then any additional time that we need, we could pay, you know, with a notice. And
the caveat to that is there are some things that we have accepted, like their reports, and if we want additional custom reports, then that's outside of the scope of the work. But that's
most generally on a hand recap, it would be the election judges, staff, poll watchers actually physically hand counting the ballots, and
right.
Hart would really not have any role in the
unofficial results already.
Okay, we're back. Do we have the clause?
What I will say, it's not a specific clause. There is the term of the agreement is for 1 year for all required support and maintenance services, including anything required by federal, state, or local law, including an ability to make additional requests to on-site people during the course of the election, which includes all up until the certification of the final certification by the Secretary of State. That would all be covered by this agreement. There's nothing that says during any potential hand recount, HART personnel shall be providing services. It's certainly implied by all the language throughout the agreement that they're going to be on site throughout the election.
And actually, and this is a question really for Tom or Linda, if there were a hand recount, would their services be required?
During a hand recount, what's happened in the past on any recounts, of course, you have your recount on the machine, and if a hand count is ordered by court or required by the Secretary of State, which I've been through, it is actually the judges and the representatives from the various candidates or issue committees have poll watchers there. The judges actually sit there and physically hand count the individual ballots, and it has nothing to do with the actual voting system itself or the counting system at that point in time. A hand count is truly what it is, a hand count where the judges will look at the ballot and they will go, okay, one for so-and-so, no, yes, one for so-and-so, no, yes. And then the second judge will then count the same ballot and they'll do a comparison to make sure that their tallies are in sync with each other. If they are not, then they will have to redo that hand count again. And so it really has nothing to do with the actual counting equipment at that point in time once a hand count is started.
Although I would think that if the hand count, having been reconciled between the two counts of the judges, were somehow to be off from the result of HART's system, the vendor would have some sort of at least curiosity about why that was.
And I think that's correct. I mean, we could bring in the vendor. As we had stated previously, our goal is that our staff would run the elections, that we would not require the assistance of the vendors outside on a regular election process, that our staff would be the ones running the equipment so that there would not be the issues of the vendors having control of the equipment. But if there was an issue with the count, of course, then we would bring in HART support at that time to do a comparison and to look at the systems and do a comparison. But we would not have HART, I think, standing there for however many hours to watch the hand count. If there was a discrepancy, of course, something that was not based on the fact that the reconciliation that was done on the electronic version was that the judges said, okay, so-and-so, or not so-and-so, but this voter meant to vote for this, but yet when they did the hand count, they did just the opposite. So, of course, then that would not be the equipment. That would be a misinterpretation based on what the reconciliation by the judges. So we would have to take a look at what the issues were.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think we've reached the point. Is there any other matter that should come before us now? Yes, Mr. Herman.
Carlin, I came in just to clarify, there is nothing in the contract, as it's stated today, that would allow citizens to review the source code.
Okay. Although it certainly would be at the discretion of HART if they desired to do
that. That's what I would
make it available. Okay, thank you. Well, what do you want to do?
I'm ready to move that we approve the contract.
As stands?
As stands.
Okay.
And that would be my motion.
I'm going to second that motion. I think the discussion that we had makes it clear that the question of the advantage of proprietary source code versus open source code is a weighing up of pluses and minuses. Nothing will have changed from what we have been doing so far in terms of the openness or secrecy of the code. That strikes me as it's very similar to the present language with the data vote system, which means the contract with Sequoia. Other issue, if we in fact are doing a hand count, it is primarily us. It strikes me as inconceivable that HART would not have an interest in that. Since it's their equipment, it would not be an issue unless there was some question about the initial count with the equipment. That makes it a very compelling issue for the vendor. So I'm not terribly surprised, and I think the general language in the contract would cover that. I'm not, deaf, dumb, and blind, and I've been aware of the internet traffic that's been going back and forth with regard to the issue and the question of whether or not a hand recount is a desirable thing and whether we should hold this up until we can firmly have one in place. In purchasing this equipment, we are preserving the option of a hand recount if the need ever arises. That is the central point of having the paper ballot and why we chose this system. There are legal issues involved here. If those issues become critical in terms of the outcome of an election, the court, the Secretary of State, the court, and county officials have the option of pursuing this. And indeed, the question of doing a hand count in this election is still open and could be decided in the weeks ahead if it came to that, if evidence were brought forward that it could be accommodated. So I think moving forward with the purchase makes sense, and there is no reason not to move forward, because if there's one certainty in an uncertain world, it's that there cannot be a recount by hand if there are no paper ballots, and this provides for them. The question that I think has become clear in the previous hearings is that our main concern is not in the ability to do an overall hand count of the election. It's the ability to do a recount of close races or particular issues that would come up in the course of the voting. And that's where the state law raises flags, and the discretion in which the Secretary of State has raised that. I think that as a county we should be well advised to raise this issue with the Secretary of State and ask that procedures be adopted that make it possible to address the issue of examining ballots by hand and counting by hand in particularly close races if that arises. And we can do that, and I think we should do that in the next week or two. Draft a very strong letter outlining the concerns that have been raised by citizens, and which I think the board shares. That said, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, then I would just move that we direct staff to prepare a letter for to be sent to the Secretary of State. I would like that letter to argue for the ability to do a sampling during the actual count, similar to what was suggested by citizens during these hearings, that to the extent the Secretary of State has authority within her rulemaking to allow that to happen, I can't imagine why she wouldn't allow it to happen. I mean, I think it's really ridiculous to think that she would say, no, we're not going to do that, when in fact a number of these issues have been raised, and that also we support the ability to do a hand recount if a recount occurs.
Yes.
So I move that.
Yes, and
and whatever else you want to add
to
it.
And I would add to that, there is something else here, that the system we are purchasing scans each ballot and creates a digital image of that, which has been available. This is different from the kind of counting that has occurred in the past. So the phrase hand recount here could be an examination of the actual paper ballots, but there is a second type of manual recount that could be done, which would be an examination image by image of the digital images.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should raise that issue with the Secretary of State, because I could see where the Secretary of State may be reluctant to allow the physical handling of the ballots.
Mm-hmm.
But short of that, an examination of the images probably could answer many of the questions that the voters would have. It would at least raise any, reduce the constellation of questions to the integrity of the imaging process, which strikes me as a much more difficult sort of process to hack than the tallying piece of the thing. And I think we ought to raise that issue with the Secretary of State as well, because that's something that allows you to exploit the advantages of the equipment that we're spending a lot of money on, which actually we didn't have the ability to do with the old system. Yes?
Would you like that letter to come from you or from the Elections Division?
I think that letter ought to come from the Board of County Commissioners, and it should be prepared for formal adoption by the Board. And I'm sure we'll want to have input on it, but I'd like to begin with a draft. It's moved and seconded that such a letter be prepared and sent. Be prepared anyway for our consideration. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.